Now, I want to stay with children for the first part of our science and technology slot today. It's emphasis on the technology part of the conversation and a look at how quite simple and low data technology can be used to plug the gaps that we find thanks to lockdown and the impact of COVID-19. I want to focus on a public benefit organization called Numeric, which offers math support to children in primary school in low-income communities. And like so many other organizations, they have had to find new ways of navigating what they do and utilizing online platforms to be able to continue their offering. But how do you do that in a space where people don't have easy, free access to Wi-Fi and devices to work on and all that goes with it? Amongst other things, they've partnered recently with the University of the Western Cape to help expand their offering and develop the next generation of maths teachers to mentor the kids in the program. So it's a twofold win, this program. It not only provides extra math support to children, it also helps hone the skills of the maths teachers of tomorrow. On the line with us is Kristen Thompson, who is CEO of Numeric. Kristen, lovely to have you on the show today. Welcome.
Thanks so much, Pippa. It's really lovely to be here. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Numeric and how it got started. I believe it was all the way back in 2011.
That's right. Yeah. So Numeric started long ago with the goal of helping learners to excel in mathematics and essentially increase the number of kids who can succeed in high school maths and beyond. As you may know, the matric math results are incredibly low year on year, and what we're trying to do is solidify the math foundations of primary school learners so that they can choose pure mathematics and hopefully access tertiary studies in math and science related fields. So that was the intention. We run after school programs in 45 primary schools across the country with the support, as you mentioned, of really wonderful university students who are training to be teachers.
45 partner schools. You're working in Johannesburg, Cape Town, and Durban. Roughly how many children do you reach in across those schools, Kristen?
Just shy of 2,500 a year. Since inception, we've worked with over 11,500 young people.
That is fantastic. And if you found it in 2011, you've got nearly a decade's worth of data to look back on the success of the program. What feedback do you get of those kids who've been through Numeric support? Do they go on to do better in high school and beyond?
Yeah, they do. We're actually busy trying to evaluate our long-term impact, but we've started to reconnect with some of our alumni. They're studying medicine at Stellenbosch. They're studying genetics at UCT. They're studying accounting at UJ. So we're really proud of these learners who've gone through our program and go on to succeed in tertiary studies. And we're finding that we do have that intended impact.
Kristen, my understanding is it's after school classes held twice a week. By the end of the program, the child's been exposed to something like 100 hours of extra maths instruction. Now, you've mentioned that the teachers here are teaching students. There is benefit to those students as well as to the children that they're mentoring, isn't there?
That's right, yes. One of the most pleasing things for me is getting to work with these future teachers. They're truly inspirational young people. They deeply want to serve their country and want to be brilliant teachers. So they get to develop themselves. So they improve in their maths content in the year that they work with us. They get to practice new classroom management techniques and teaching techniques and learn from one of my staff who are themselves experienced teachers. And then they get 100 hours of in-class teaching time. So by the time they finish the year with us, they can start working as a lot more confident and well-prepared teacher. So we see that as having a long-term benefit to the public school system.
Now, Kristen, obviously lockdown has changed the way you have to operate as it's changed life for all of us. You can't have children crammed together in a classroom after school having face-to-face instruction from those teaching interns. So tell us what you've done to adapt.
Yeah, that's right. So immediately, I think we all assumed that lockdown was going to be a short-term, few-week exercise. And at that time, learners were going on school holidays, so we had a little bit of a break. And our team, we had conference calls across the country with the 17 full-time staff that we have. And I asked them the question, how are we going to meet the learning needs of our kids when they're supposed to be going back to school and they're not able to? How are we going to support parents who are now being made to be teachers at home for a couple of weeks and keep their kids busy when nobody can leave their homes? Mm. And our team had brilliant ideas. I have some incredibly innovative and creative people on my team, and they came with so many suggestions and solutions. And what we decided to implement is a distance learning strategy using WhatsApp, in addition to Facebook and SMS. But fortunately, most of our kids do have access to a smartphone at home. And the WhatsApp data bundles are less expensive than normal data bundles. So we're able to use those tools to reach the kids, especially during lockdown, that we're not getting any academic enrichment from other places. And it gave us an opportunity to connect and continue supporting them.
My understanding is, I mean, this is including videoed lessons, sending them practice exercises, mathematical-themed games to play on their own time. What sort of feedback are you getting from the kids, Kristen? Are they happy to have the engagement continued? Are they happy to have some sort of academic focus at a time when it's been largely absent in the rest of their lives?
That's exactly it. So they get video lessons in English, Xhosa, or in Zulu, depending on where in the country they are. They get consult time with one of our tutors twice a week. So it's about an hour and a half twice a week. So they're engaging with other kids. They're engaging with one of these university students and getting ongoing support. Just staying connected to an academic enrichment program has been really critical to them. I'm getting screenshots all the time from my team, both from parents who are very grateful that their kids have extra support, especially when it's not safe for them to play outside or stay after school in other ways that they normally would do. And the kids are really enjoying it. We got a message through our Facebook page a couple of weeks ago of a child who said, "I've done everything that my coach gave me on the group. Do you have anything more for me?" Because they're just so eager to learn.
That's there are not too many kids who ask for extra maths homework. That's quite a feather in your cap that's the level of enthusiasm the program is breeding. What about the impact on the interns? I mean, let's talk. I mentioned at the start you've got a wonderful partnership with the University of the Western Cape, where their education faculty students tap into this program. Have they found it to be an enriching and expanding experience, finding different ways of engaging with those students? I mean, it must be in a way unlocking a sort of a more creative approach to education going forward.
That's right. The feedback we're getting from our coaches, and we call our tutors coaches because coaches take natural ability and enhance it and improve it over time. And the feedback we get from our coaches is just how much they're learning right now, how much practical and relevant training they're getting to be innovative educators in the future. And the very fun thing for us about this is our coaches are also distributed around the country at the moment due to lockdown. Several of them went home. And my chief program manager in Cape Town, Stephen, was telling me about these coaches that are sitting in the rural Eastern Cape and still able to access WhatsApp and can connect with kids in Cape Town. So we're really seeing a lot of innovation in the education space and our ability to leverage the relationships that we've developed with kids, with parents, with schools, and to continue supporting them. So the feedback from the coaches has been incredible, and it's just a real honor to be able to provide the support to them, especially when they're at a distance in their universities as well. So it's, as you say, it's a twofold support system we're providing.
Kristen, the beauty of this is, of course, you are a public benefit organization. So anybody listening to this story who likes what they hear and would like to perhaps make a contribution can do so knowing that donations are tax deductible. Do you rely a lot on public donations to fund the program?
We do, yes. So as a PBO, we are exclusively donor funded. We do have some very generous foundations and corporates that support us, but a substantial portion of our budget each year is made up by individual donors. So if there is anyone out there listening that's interested in supporting what we do, we'd be really grateful for them to reach out.
Kristen Thompson, thanks so much for chatting to us today. She's CEO of Numeric. And if you would like to read up more about the program or perhaps consider making a donation, their website is www.numeric.org. Kristen, thanks for your time. Good luck to you and the team. Fantastic work being done there. 11,500 kids already supported in their mathematics education journey, and countless teachers as well. I really do hope that they are able to continue and grow that program in the years ahead.